As the old Bob Dylan song goes, strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Our roots, in the final analysis, can have the greatest impact on our present and future, in good and not so good ways. There's no escaping that, I suppose. So, settle in for the following story, The Cabbage Patch Kid. Here we bring to bloom a sapling from some seriously deep and sordid roots. You may notice that this tale is a little out of order. It's the final episode from an earlier series, In the Garden. Yeah, you remember that one? It's series number 47 in our podcast feed. Well, here it is, at last, the final of its buds to bloom. It was taped live in New York City on September 29th, 2019. In preparation for this show, we reviewed some of the classics in grisly vegetation literature. Some very familiar and others less so. John Collier's seriously macabre story of plants fusing with mammals in his Green Thoughts comes to mind. So does The Strange Orchid by H.G. Wells. Even good old Stephen King's super weird The Lawnmower Man gave us a terrifying jolt of inspiration. But the one piece that seems to linger over them all is Rappaccini's Daughter by Nathaniel Hawthorne. In this tale, a woman named Beatrice is cursed to tend the vast but poisonous garden of her father, the sinister Dr. Giacomo Rappaccini. As she is exposed to the poisonous plants she must care for, she in turn becomes poisonous herself. Anyone who touches her skin is doomed to perish. All of these tales and their rich, dense imagery cast a certain kind of patina over our particular batch of particular tales. No less particular is this creeper by our own Courtney Gillian Cholovich. It's called The Cabbage Patch Kid.
Come on out back to the garden, guys. We're all set out here.
Richard, please tell me you remembered Blanky and Binky. You got them both, right?
Blanky, Binky, biscuits for baby. All the bees are covered, baby.
Smooth, Rich, very smooth. And nice to see you both. And you, little Miss Clarissa.
I hope you're taking notes, Don. I'm the easygoing sibling after all. You're bound to have a real time with Eva when the time comes.
Eva's a tough one, all right. So much for having to defend her honor. Honestly, it makes a man feel sort of useless sometimes, like a vestigial organ.
Well, I know one organ that isn't useless and vestigial, am I right? Daddy-to-be.
Yeah, that's right. Get all the dirty jokes out now. Your kid's too young to hear and repeat them.
Believe me, we've already had that discussion. Richard's going to be in charge of parent-teacher conferences because any bad behavior this little girl learns will be from her devil daddy. Yes, he's your devil daddy, and I'm your angel daddy.
Huh. Yeah, she's not going to be confused in the least.
So, how's Eva feeling these days?
Now you can ask her yourself. She'll be out here in just a few minutes.
Okay. You getting any sympathy symptoms yet?
I think I've put on more weight than Eva has somehow. Is that normal?
Same thing happened to me. I gained 15 pounds, though I'm not sure it counts since we adopted.
Ugh, such a stressful process. You breeders are so lucky you can just do it the old-fashioned way. Darling sister always has all the luck.
Lucky me, huh? What'd I win this time?
Your brother and Rich were just trying to warn me about the perils of pregnancy weight gain. You know, all those nachos I've been eating to support you.
As the father of my child, I give you permission to pack on the pounds. You've given me everything I'll ever want, so the least I can do is love your love handles.
You see, guys? The real deal right here.
Were we ever like that?
Oh, we're still like that.
Enough! Oh, you're drooling all over me, Don.
It's not our fault. The Saunders siblings are completely irresistible.
Yep, it's 100% you and your wiles. It can't be helped. The siren song of the Saunders siblings.
Stop it, Richard. That tickles.
Stop, Don.
I can't stop. I'm powerless.
You're awful.
Stop.
Woe is us. Doomed forever to be ensnared by these wicked witches.
Please, oh God, Don.
Honey, what is it? What's happening? What's happening to you?
Richard, get the baby, please.
Our baby. Our baby.
Okay, I've got her. I'm going.
Shush now. Closer.
Eva, what's happening?
Oh, God, it hurts.
Shush.
Just sit down here.
Talk to me. What is it?
The baby. The baby. Oh, God, it hurts.
Hold on, honey. Oh, hold on. Just hold on. I'm calling 911.
Clarissa's okay. What's
happening? Something's wrong.
Chris.
What?
Look.
What?
Is that blood?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Eva, hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Eva, are you out here?
Down here picking the green beans.
It's quite a bushel you got there. How about a peck? And there we go. Would you like some water?
I'm okay.
Sunblock?
Nope. Thank you.
Okay. It's really growing out here, huh? Looks beautiful.
Yeah.
You've really got a green thumb.
So did my mom.
It must run in the family. Maybe ours someday will, you know. I just meant when and if we want to, that's all.
Okay.
If that's still something you think about ever.
Please don't do this right now.
Then when, Eva? When? When you're asleep in the morning until almost noon? When you're in the bath by the time I get home?
I'm not allowed to take a bath now?
No, you know what I mean. It's not... Please don't shut me out. This is hard enough.
I don't. You have no idea.
I know that it isn't the same for me as it is for you, but...
It's not. It's not at all. You just get to grieve, and I know you blame me. You think it's my fault.
No.
And even if you don't, it's how I feel. And maybe someday I won't feel this way, but now...
Now?
It's hard to be near you, to feel safe. The garden is the only place that feels safe to me, where I can make things grow and bloom, keep them alive.
Oh, stop it. No, just stop right there. What happened with the baby? That was no one's fault. The doctor said so.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's completely natural. Why? Why is it nature's plan that I can't have my baby like a woman should be able to when my brother and his husband can just go out and adopt? Okay? Natural for me to lose my child, and that's fine, but these unnatural parents get to have their kid. I don't mean that. Not really. I love Clarissa and my brother and Richard. It isn't fair. Why shouldn't you and I get to have a real family, the way a family is usually made, right?
You can try again, Eva. I want to try again.
But what if it's too late? Don, what if we can't? If I can't, I don't know if I'll be able to conceive again. I'll be 40 in just a couple of months, and the risks...
Risks? What could be worse than what already happened? I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way.
I'd like to be alone now, please.
Okay. I'm gonna head back to the office. I'm sorry. I love you.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mom's gonna buy you.
I believe it's a mockingbird. Though, what a baby would want with one of those awful creatures, I can't tell you.
Who's there?
Sorry, it's this fence. I can hear you over there, but we can't see each other. It's almost like talking to a ghost, isn't it? Let me get a little closer. There, is that a little better?
I suppose so. Who are you? Where are you?
I'm your new neighbor. Just moved in about a month ago. Warren Locke. Pleased to meet you. Oh, well, sort of, anyway. Through the fence, whispering like Pyramus and Thisbe, show me thy chink, wall.
I'm sorry?
Not a Shakespeare fan, eh? No matter. You're a pretty thing with a talent for the garden, at least as far as I can see through this hole.
Hole? Where?
In the fence, see? I'll put my finger through. Waggle, waggle.
Oh, okay. I can see. Well, your eye, anyway. It's about as green as my garden. I've got a green thumb, you've got a green eye, huh?
Aye. As in, aye. They're not all sophisticated, my jokes.
I actually get that one, though. So, I'm sorry, I can't believe we haven't met yet.
To me, it feels as if we have. I often hear your brother and his child, Larissa.
Clarissa, yes, my niece. She just turned 2.
Children. What a blessing. And so I hear. Well, I have none of my own, but people do seem to take to them, don't they?
They do.
And you and Dawn? Any bouncing bundles of joy on your horizon?
We're not sure.
A sore spot. I see. Apologies.
It's fine. It's just a little raw right now. We thought we were going to have a child about a year and a half ago, but we lost him. I lost him. It was sudden. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm telling you this.
The wall creates the illusion of privacy. Other than this little peephole, of course. Not that I've been peeping, per se. The occasional glimpse. Curiosity, you know. And admiration of that garden of yours, of course.
Thank you. It's about all that calms me these days. If only babies really did come from a cabbage patch, like that old saying, I'd certainly have no trouble having a family then, would I?
I fancy myself a bit of a gardener, too, actually. Rare specimens, exotic flora I pick up here and there on my travels. I wonder if you'll permit me. I have something that I think you may very well wish to cultivate.
What? Oh, excuse me.
Excuse me. Just poking my fingers through. Don't mean to intrude. But here, take these.
Seeds?
Seeds indeed. That will blossom and bloom into a most unusual plant. Though they're all unique and beautiful, aren't they?
What is it, exactly? What will they grow to be?
Well, you never can really know, you know. Is it nature? Is it nurture? What makes a seed grow into a tree or a tomato, for that matter?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I follow.
No matter. Just a gift. A belated nice to meet you. And it is nice. Even through this domesticated barricade of yours.
But if I don't know what it is, how can I...
I'm sure you have a little extra patch over there somewhere, a little room. Call it an experiment, no? Something else to occupy your mind. Just be sure to let it grow. Let it grow as it will, wild and free. Grow up strong and naturally. Plants like these don't take well to being cut, trimmed, picked, and pruned.
Okay, I suppose I can give it a go. Huh, these seeds, they all look so different. None of them seem to match, to be the same thing. Are you sure? Hello, Warren? Hello? Huh. I don't see him, any bit of him, through the hole anymore. I can barely make out his yard. It's getting dark. What an odd man. But, well, that's rich, coming from the woman who only talks to her plants. And you, seeds, what will you become?
Thank you. Did you see the fairly recent story about some Americans receiving mystery seeds in the mail? The U.S. Department of Agriculture warned people not to plant them. It didn't turn out to be agroterrorism, as far as we know. But would you plant some mysterious seeds given to you by a mysterious stranger? Well, we'll find out just what Eva does after this.
Larissa, Tommy, be careful on the sprinkler, okay? Yeah. Don't trip.
Oh, yeah, watch, Larissa. Don't fall. Stay out of the garden.
Ow, quit, Tommy.
Tommy, what did your father just say?
But she's trampling the garden. She's cut it out.
Tommy, get your hands off your cousin or get inside now.
Fine. Gosh.
You want to tone it down a little, Enforcer?
You want to discipline your kid, sis? I know he's your little miracle baby, but he's growing into a real weed.
He's a 10-year-old boy, Chris. Calm down. Go get a beer or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one who needs to relax. Sure. Honey, will you please back me up here?
Nope, nope, nope. You're not dragging me into this. Not while Don has my burger on the grill. I want it done just right.
Great. Thanks for the support. Glad you have your priorities in order.
I'm going to check on the kids a little closer. Will that make you happy?
Ecstatic. I will get that beer now, I guess.
Grab me one.
Grab it yourself.
Welp, I'm going to be on the couch tonight, but at least I'll be full of delicious medium rare burger cooked to perfection.
Everything okay with you two?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. You know how it is. The honeymoon's been over for about 12 years now.
You aren't kidding. If Tommy weren't my son, I'd be a little jealous.
You sure he is your son? Haven't seen any green-eyed milkmen around the neighborhood?
Ah, har, har. Very funny. That never gets old. It's a recessive gene, you know, green eyes.
He really is growing like a weed, isn't he? Unbelievable.
Yeah, I swear it's like he photosynthesizes, too. I don't know how he keeps growing the way he does. He barely eats, but water, water, water. Oh, and sunshine. You have to practically drag him inside at night. Eva spends all her time outside with him. No, you wouldn't think it to look at her garden.
I was going to say, it looks a little rough and overgrown. I can't even tell what's what anymore. I hope the kids don't get swallowed up by it over there.
Yeah, I don't know. All that seems to come up is that weird cabbage she planted in the corner. You can't even eat the stuff. It just grows over everything. And she planted it right before she got pregnant with Tommy, and well, I guess she just didn't have time to deal with it anymore. I actually hired a gardener to come take a look at it. He said he'd never seen anything like it before. He took a sample with him, said he'd keep an eye on it and give me a call later on.
Very interesting. Well, speaking of keeping an eye on things, does that burger look about done to you?
Get out of the garden! Get out!
What the?
Get out!
Tommy, no!
Stop! Stop! Get out! You're crushing it! Get out!
Rissa! Rissa, honey! Are you okay? Were you even watching her?
I don't know what they would do.
You never do.
I told her to stay out. Stay out. It hurts.
Rissa. Oh, I'm so sorry. It was an accident. Tommy didn't mean to.
Oh, my God. Her arm, it's like it's wrenched out of socket.
They were just playing too rough. It was an accident.
Why can't you ever punish him? He's a little monster, and you know it, Eva.
Hey. Don't you dare!
Whoa, both of you, calm down. Hold on.
Richard, go get in the car. We're going.
But my burger...
Are you serious right now?
I'm going. Don, sorry, man.
I hope you know you're paying the bill. It's the least you can do, since you can't even be bothered to do anything else.
Yeah, fine. Bill's on me. See if they can check you out while you're there. I think there's something stuck up your ass.
Oh, I'm sorry that I'm actually the one who cares about my child and bothered to give her the love and attention and not let her run around like some woodland heathen.
Maybe if your child was your real daughter, you'd know that kids need to be kids and not treated like some little precious doll that you bought for your curio cabinet.
Dare you!
Okay now. Come on, Chris. Let's take Chris outside to Richard and get her to the doctor. Eva, I'll be right back. Stay with Tommy.
Jesus. All the stuck-up, arrogant, presumptuous...
Mommy?
Oh, sweetie, come here.
Is Rissa okay?
She will be. Yes, she will be, honey. See? Uncle Chris and Uncle Richard are getting her to the doctor now.
Oh, okay.
It was an accident, honey. She'll be okay. Don't worry.
I'm not.
Oh. Well, okay, good. I'm glad you're not worried. But we should make a card for Rissa, okay?
Why?
To say sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Tommy, that's horrible, and you don't mean that.
I do mean it. Rissa is always getting in the way, and it was her fault. She stomped all over the garden. I told her to stay out, and she stomped all over
it. But, sweetheart, the garden is so overgrown. There's nothing in there now.
It's growing. It's growing, Mommy. You'll see.
Tommy, go inside now. To your room.
I don't like inside.
Now, Tommy. We'll talk about this later.
It's okay, Mommy. The garden is okay, and it's growing. It's natural. It's growing big and strong and natural like me. Not like Rissa. We'll keep growing and growing and growing.
Go inside now.
Okay, Mommy, I love you.
Whoa, watch out, Tommy.
Move out of my way, Daddy, move.
Ow, careful.
Well?
Well, they're off. Chris is furious.
He's always furious. He hates Tommy.
No, Chris doesn't hate Tommy. But you have to admit, he's gotten sort of out of hand.
Oh, not you too.
Hun, you have to look at the facts. The bigger Tommy gets, the more this seems to happen. He just seems angrier every night, and we had to give away the cat.
He was allergic. The cat was making him sick.
We caught him trying to strangle it when it was chewing on the houseplants. I think we need to consider the possibility that there's something deeper here.
Are you saying there's something wrong with him?
It's just his personality. We both knew there were risks with a later pregnancy.
So it's my fault. Don't even start with me talking about risks. You were the one who said the risks were worth it. Better than having no child at all, a dead child.
Eva, calm down. That's
not
what I...
Nothing is good enough for you. Our child, me, my garden, you can't handle any of it.
I just want what's best for our family.
If you can't support Tommy and be there to give him everything, everything he needs, maybe you're not part of this family anymore.
You don't mean that.
Don't tell me what I mean and don't mean. Don't. I'm going in to be with my son. You do whatever you think you need to do.
Jesus, God. What can I do? What can I... Yes? Hello?
Hello, Dawn. This is Mr. Edwards, the gardener. You hired me to look at that plant in your yard.
Oh, right. Mr. Edwards, this really isn't the best time.
Tell him already. Stop wasting time.
I'm sorry, Dawn, but my father, he's insisting on talking to you.
Your father?
Yeah. He came in while I was looking at that specimen I took from your plant the other day. And he completely, well, you hear him.
Are you going to tell him already, or do I have to?
Sorry, what's happening?
Did you give up?
Ha, I got it. Don, is that you?
Sir, can I help you?
I'm here to help you, son. Burn it. Get rid of it.
What?
The plant. That plant. I've seen it before, and it is poison. Poison!
Poison?
It poisons everything. The dirt, the soil around it, the whole garden it grows in. All the fruits and veggies suck up its poison and die, but not before passing it on to whoever eats them.
I am so sorry, Don. He's completely lost it. Give me back the phone, Dad.
No, wait. Let him finish.
It poisons everything. Anything that is born out of that soil or born out of feeding from that soil, it poisons the heart, the soul, the womb that gives it life. And that life that comes from it brings nothing but death.
What in God's name are you talking about?
He had a brother, my son, once, and a mother too, and another brother at that. The youngest brother came late in his mother's life, unexpected. Three boys all together. What a blessing, we thought. What a blessing, what a surprise. We thought all the exercise from her garden gave her vigor. But it was the seeds from that man, that nasty man, spreading his evil seed.
What man, sir? Slow down, you're not making any sense.
My youngest son grew up tough and strong, but erratic, prone to bouts of violence. And when someone got in his way, my second son, not my firstborn son here, the one who was, he accidentally fell into a ravine while out on a hike with my youngest one day. And my wife, she died while spending the night at my youngest son's house, mysteriously suffocated. But it was no mystery. I saw the scratch marks on his arms.
Look, I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean any disrespect, but this is... Can I just talk to your son again, please?
You don't believe me, do you?
I just want to know what this plant is, please. We've had a really long day here.
You know it in your heart what it is, and you know what to do. Kill the plant and get rid of the seed and anything that was born nourishing on that seed's poison ground. Kill it. Kill him. Before it's too late. Before that little green-eyed devil takes over entirely.
Hello? Hello? Poison. Poison, he says. From that weed in the garden. Reaching out and strangling the life from all the other plants around it. Anything that gets in its way. Of all the crazy... I hope Edwards doesn't think I'm paying him for that nonsense. Kill it. No, kill him, he says. My own son, the little green-eyed devil. How could he know about Tommy's green eyes, though? It's a coincidence, it's gotta be. Eyes as green as this weed, overgrowing everything. Well, he isn't wrong that it needs to go. All of this needs to stop, and if Eva isn't gonna take care of it, then I'll have to do it myself. Things started with this garden, this plant, this garden. It is poison. Poison!
Leave it alone! Leave it alone!
Stop! Get back in bed!
Stop!
You're hurting me!
Out! Get out! Get out! A clean start. We can start again.
Don! Oh, God! Don, come quick! It's Tommy! Tommy!
Eva, what is it?
Our son! Oh, God, our son! Our only son!
Eva, calm down! Where is
screaming,
he?
Screaming like he'd be ripped to shreds and then...
What? Eva, what are you saying?
He's gone, Don! Our son! Our son! Tommy is dead!
Gleaming. It's growing in the street, right up through the concrete, but soft in sound, in pale moon. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem, a rose up right in Spanish Harlem, with eyes as black as coal that look down in my soul and start a fire there, and then I lose control. I have to beg your pardon. That rose and watch her as she grows in my seen the sun. It only comes up when the moon is on the run and all the stars are gleaming. I'm gonna pick that rose and watch her as she grows.
For the evening, we'd like to welcome our resident poet, Dr. David Linton, to the stage so he may recite a bit of his own unique verse.
The Flower Girls. Why are girls named after flowers? Do we think they bloom from springtime showers? There's Rose and Rosie, Iris and Ivy, Holly and Heather, Dahlia and Daisy. While boys get names that grant them powers, Rocky, Brick, Lucky, Storm, and Stone, girls are told to put down roots to bloom and decorate their lovely homes. Do we want girls to just smell sweet, to be our little bud vase treat, to make our homes look fresh and pretty, to make them seem less dark and gritty? Should they be plucked, displayed, and pinned in a man's lapel like she belonged to him? Or sent as condolences to someone who's in grief, arranged discreetly in a thoughtful funeral wreath? Or as a wedding treat, a beautiful white bouquet that at the end will be simply cast away? Are they meant to be sniffed or even pruned, a fate no one expects of the manly groom? Was Gatsby's Daisy really a flower, or was she just there to reflect his power? And Donald Duck had his very own Daisy to counteract when he got crazy. Was Shakespeare right about the rose, that with another name it would still delight our nose? Truman Capote gave us Holly Go Lightly, a girl who loved to party nightly. Marlena Dietrich sang of Lily Marlene, a soldier's tale of loss and pain. Betty Davis played sweet Rosie O'Grady, a burlesque queen whose past was shady. But there's more to the story of women's naming. There are other ways of managing taming. We have other traits to make them embrace, other nouns to keep them in their place. To maintain this sense of sex disparity, just settle on faith, hope, and charity.
And that was The Cabbage Patch Kid. The cast featured in this episode include James Reeser as Don,
Eric Davey Gislason as Chris, Michael Pate as Richard, Casey LaForest as Eva, James Kleinman as Warren Locke, Mary Murphy as Clarissa, David Linton as Mr. Edwards, Alan LaForest as Mr. Edwards Sr., and the part of Tommy was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Spanish Harlem by Jerry Lieber and Phil Spector was performed by Martina Da Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. The poem The Flower Girls was written and performed by David Linton. The Cabbage Patch Kid came from the mind of writer Courtney Gillian Cholovich and was directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Andrew Hammond. Our technical director at the Flipper Room was Johnny Goddard. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Darling listeners, autumn is finally here, which means as the nights get longer and the air a little crisper, there is no better time to curl up with some FMT in your ears. Oh, we are struggling through this year, just as the rest of this world, of course. But even so, we continue to put as much time, effort, love, energy, heart, and soul as is possible into making more Fireside Mystery Theater. We're adjusting, adapting, and brewing up new content. Your support, in any form, is vital so that we can keep creating thrills and chills for your ears for free. And if you don't already know, for those of you who can support us through Patreon with $5 or more per month, we've got special things for you. It's bonus content. We create exclusive audio treats for our patrons in the form of the Patreon Playlet. From this In the Garden series, we've got one called The Great Orchid of Pantropus. It's a sweet bud of a story that is actually a companion piece to episode 47.2, The Occupiers, and it offers a nice surprise for our regular listeners. That and so much more, we have all sorts of perks for different monthly support levels through Patreon. Become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the links from our website. We are so grateful for any support you give to help our endeavors blossom and to stoke the embers that keep our fireside flickering. Oh, it's big Patreon patron shout-out time to the newest members of our esteemed coterie, Dominic Collins and Morgan E. Humphrey. Dominic, Morgan, you both are fabulous, and we couldn't be more grateful for your generous support. We hope you find yourselves wearing our pin with pride and enjoying your other goodies, too. Dear friends, may we always make you delighted to be a part of our extended Fireside family. Hey, all, be sure you are subscribed to Fireside Mystery Theater. Do it where you're listening right now or on any podcast platform you fancy. And you can show us you care by leaving your favorite Fireside Fiends a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. We've got more coming your way from the post-production vaults, my dears. And we are diligently weaving some brand new and delightfully diabolical audio tapestries for you. We do appreciate your patience. It's been a dumpster fire of a year for us, too. Anyway, stay tuned and remember, as the forest grows darker and the leaves crunch ever louder beneath your feet, best take care to mind the shadows.